the question about Kennedy?
Yes. How did you put it?
I don't remember my exact words, but it was something about the way Kennedy's philosophy of social service and Arthur Temple's philosophy of social service fit together, and how similar the ideas of both those men were to your ideas about social service.
And the we ought to go farther,
mm-hmm.
in the acceptance by the public generally,
yes.
of this philosophy,
mm-hmm.
Because it is not a philosophy that belongs to any one man, but it's one that's shared in by many people, and some are so eloquent,
mm-hmm.
they can express it. Others can't. But I'm saying that it's expressed. And I'd like to give you these names of these organizations that I think, and if I miss any, why, you can tell me. All right, now, I'll have to start off with something about Kennedy, won't I?
Yes. Well, I'd like you to start wherever you'd like to about Kennedy. Take a few notes.
Well, I'll just talk to you, Megan, and you can cut it.
Yes.
Morgan and I were present at the President John F. Kennedy inauguration and were standing in front of him when he made the thrilling statement, "Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country." I believe at that time patriotism in America was at its highest point, and I don't think we've ever reached it since, and I'm not so sure that we'll ever reach it again. But it so inspired and thrilled me that when I came to Diboll representing the Federal Housing Administration and learned that the need for good housing was great and met Arthur Temple, who also agreed that there was a great need for housing and for other good things for those who were not as fortunate as some of the other citizens of Diboll, I found after several visits up here from 1961 to 67 that the churches of Diboll made a contribution to the good life of the community. The Rotary Club, the Lions Club, and Pilots Club, and Diboll Day participants, and in discussing the program of housing for Diboll, I found that Mr. Temple was imbued with the spirit of Kennedy, that all people should be given an opportunity to make some sort of a contribution to a better life. And I think it was very eloquently expressed in the work that Mr. Temple has permitted to go forward and assisted in going forward. But he had the goodwill, and he had the determination and the will of the people to do things for themselves. This is an organization, this is a community where our schools played a very important part. Our city government played a very important part.
Mm-hmm.
In every segment, the library was a great contribution to the development of the Kennedy spirit. All of the institutions provided people to do what they were able to do in a manner that was not only acceptable to all of us, but acceptable to them. And was a result getting. There was a spirit existing in Diboll. Perhaps it was unsaid and might not have been noticed, but that if we work together as good neighbors, as concerned citizens, good fortune will come to all of us, and we will have a law-abiding, decent community. Mm-hmm. You want to cut it off?
I'd like to ask you a question. Or you want me to stop it now?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah. The question has to do with the racial implications of what you're saying. I have felt and have heard that Dieball was an exemplary community in terms of early integration of the school and of fairness between the races in labor practices and so forth. And I'd like to hear from you if you feel that it was this special spirit of community fairness and social service that Kennedy, you, and Arthur Temple shared had something to do with minimizing racism in this community.
All right. I think that President Kennedy's attitude toward racial matters was understood by all who followed him. And when I came to Dieball, I found Arthur Temple very much in accord with Mr. Kennedy. In fact, Arthur Temple called me or wrote me in Houston and said that he had a good Negro employee who wanted to get an FHA-insured loan mm-hmm. on his home. And
that was Willie Criss?
That was Willie Criss. And Willie Criss, we checked. We took Mr. Temple's word for it, but FHA is a very thorough organization. We sent one of our men up here. He interviewed the man and checked the value of the property. And I had the pleasure of signing the approval of the loan for the first black in Dieball, mm-hmm. maybe in Angelina County. In fact, probably the first in Deep East Texas. And it never would have come about had Mr. Temple not been as much concerned with even the least of these as he was with the his top men, mm-hmm. women in the community. Does that answer it?
It sure does. And but there's a also.
Can I say it another way?
Sure.
Well, I mean,
do you want
tell
to?
Me what you have
yeah.
in mind.
No, there's a connected question, and it goes back to something you said a few minutes ago. You said there was a spirit of involvement in this community that somehow made it special. Where do you think that came from? How did that all get started?
Megan, I'm not willing to give full credit to any one person. Mm-hmm. It seemed to me that there were a number of people in Dieball who had that kind of thinking in their minds. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Temple was in position to working with them and to leading them mm-hmm. To fulfill all the promises of the Kennedy administration.
Mm-hmm. Well,
does that say it?
I think that says it very fairly. That's very similar to my own view of the thing as it has been emerging in what other people have been
Megan,
saying.
I'm glad to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. You're not on. I'm not on, Emma.
Yeah, I can
understanding and competent leader mm-hmm. of people who themselves were understanding of what was involved and
yes.
who were willing to share even the good and the bad. It wasn't too easy to go along with integration mm-hmm. in every instance, in every case. Mm-hmm. But we did, and it was because of the will of the people and the spirit of the people. The people and the institutions and Mr. Temple have made die ball.
Yeah. Well, you know, this gets into political philosophies, too. Would you like to talk about Kennedy's political philosophy and Arthur Temple's political philosophy?
Cut it off, will you? President Kennedy certainly believed that America was great because Americans were great and because Americans were good. Mm-hmm. And he felt that any goal, whether it was in field of housing, health, or government, that the right kind of people, the right thinking people, would control if the president, or in the case of Dybal, Mr. Temple, went along with him. Mm-hmm. I think the knowledge on the part of the people of America that they had a friend in the White House.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing that Mr. Temple has pretty well demonstrated to the people of Dybal.
Yes.
That he's their friend.
Mm-hmm.
And when people of America realized that in President John F. Kennedy, they had a personal friend.
Mm-hmm.
Megan, everybody who remembers that terrible day when the word came out that President Kennedy had been shot, every person can tell you exactly where they were,
yep,
exactly what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
The man had such a grasp on the hearts of every American,
mm-hmm,
high and low, rich and poor, sick and healthy. He had such a grasp on them because of his philosophy that we're all in this together. There's something to be gained by everybody, but we're all working for our country, America. Well, you might get something out of that.
Yeah.
President Kennedy's administration, more homes were constructed for the poor and middle class.
I'm going to take this away from you.
Middle class America than had ever been accomplished before. And his spirit, oh, it was a spirit of youth, and of course he had his marvelous brain, but he had that great heart,
yes,
that he could share almost any kind of an experience with anybody,
mm-hmm,
whether it was one of happiness or joy or sorrow, losing a loved one or home burning down. And Kennedy just made everybody feel that their dreams could be accomplished and that he was there ready to help in any and every way that he or this great government of ours. I think the people had more respect for the government of the United States under the presidency of John F. Kennedy than any other president I have ever known.
Mm-hmm.
And I voted for Al Smith in 1928,
mm-hmm,
and have voted for every Democratic nominee since. And I've seen many, many administrations. But never has patriotism, goodwill, understanding, working together, regardless of race, regardless of income, regardless of health or anything,
mm-hmm,
that everybody was equal to everybody was equal insofar as a chance for,
mm-hmm,
achieving something better in life.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy really was a spirit of youth, mm-hmm, doing things,
mm-hmm,
and everybody felt that here is a friend of mine, here's a friend of the country of ours, here's a fellow I can certainly go along with. I believe that this country would have followed Kennedy any place he directed us to go.
Well, let's talk now about the, if you wouldn't mind, some of the management policies of Temple Industries and its relationship to the ideals of the Democratic Party. Would you care to talk on that a little bit?
Yeah. I think that the Temple organization has made it possible for the citizens of this community in many cases, to own their own homes and to invest in land and to send their children to the very best of schools, to get the best of education, and to feel that regardless of race, color, age, that they were a part and parcel of the community. It's a spirit that very few men or women can instill in people, but President Kennedy had that ability, and Mr. Temple, making it possible for his employees to buy stock in the company if they wanted to, and I know that he has a good health program for the employees and good retirement program, and certainly his program seems to cover men and women from the day they come to work for him until they pass away.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's taking care of the whole person, isn't it?
Taking care of the whole person.
And the family.
And the family.
Mm-hmm. You said that the company had made it possible for people to invest in land. Did you mean because of fair wages, or were there any programs for that?
There wasn't a program.
No program.
There wasn't any program. But there was the inspiration for people to buy land.
Yes.
And Mr. Temple was willing to sell some of his land. Uh-huh. So there was the temptation.
But you'd like us to move some.
I'm afraid we'll get right down this end.
Okay, well, you tell us when you're ready.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I can see that you can piece this together in such a way.
Well, it sure fits in nicely with things that other people have told me. It really does, you know, to have that perspective.
Well, you see, Mr. Temple has been interested in providing a cemetery for, I don't know whether I should say poor, you wouldn't want, but...
Why not? We all know who they are, who we are.
For the poor. He's been interested in helping Dybal have a volunteer fire department.
Mm-hmm.
I think he bought the fire truck for them. They did over there for them. And
tell me some other examples of things where the community had to provide something and the temples provided something. It seems to me like every time I open the Free Press, I read about another community grant they're getting here.
Well, of course, it's unnecessary for me to mention the library as a typical example. And there isn't a church in Dybal that hasn't received a contribution from the Temple Foundation when it was engaged in its most expensive project of building a new church.
Every single one of the 14 or 15 churches that there are, huh?
I would say that every one of them have received some sort of help.
Through the Temple Foundation?
Now, that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
That I do not know. It may have been just a straight gift from Arthur, or it may have been the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But parks, playgrounds, he made them available before we had a park system over here.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always wanted a hospital here, but of course that takes a whole lot of money, and
do you think there will be
come along later?
Do you think there will be?